Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling weeds in landscape beds. A weed is nothing more than a plant out of place. Unwanted plants can be a pain in the neck, but there are several ways to deal with them. To keep weeds down, check your landscape frequently and hand pull them as they come up. Never let weeds go to seed or they'll reappear in your plant beds next year. Help keep weeds in check by applying mulch. You can use organic materials like bark, wood chips, leaves, or pine straw. You can also use inorganic materials like gravel, pebbles, or woven groundcloth. Once you've removed the weeds, you can use pre-emergence herbicides to help prevent them from growing from seed. These products must be applied at specific times based on the weed that you're targeting. For more information about weeds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plant personalities. When people talk about plants, they often mention about the size, shape, color, or texture, all characteristics that give plants their personality. Certain plants are the extroverts of the plant world, acting like loud and energetic attention-getters. Think of the bright, bold foliage of croton, or the giant pendant flowers of a golden angel's trumpet. Other plants are introverts, quiet, calm, and happy to be in the background. Examples include wispy ornamental grasses, like bamboo muley, or reliable evergreens like Florida anise. If you use plants with the right personalities, you can create the perfect energy or mood for any garden. Using plant introverts outside your bedroom window can create a relaxing view, while extroverts could add pop and pizzazz to your backyard. For more information about garden design, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, large patch disease. Large patch is a fungal disease that can affect zoysia grass and St. Augustine grass lawns. It shows up as round, discolored patches that expand over time. The borders of the patches are sometimes orange and the centers appear brown and sunken. It's also known as brown patch or Rhizoctonia blight. This disease often becomes a problem in spring when cooler temperatures and damp weather create ideal conditions for the fungus. In summer, the surrounding lawn may grow, filling in the dead patches, but if the disease isn't controlled, the problem will return again in fall. The best way to prevent large patch is to care for your lawn properly, since incorrect watering, mowing, or fertilizing practices all make your grass more susceptible to disease. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, salt-tolerant landscapes. Florida is a coastal state, and many landscapes suffer from salt spray, saltwater intrusion in groundwater, and the application of salty reclaimed water. But you can have a beautiful landscape even in saline conditions. Plants that are native to the coast are certainly salt-tolerant, but don't limit yourself to just these. Many types of St. Augustine and zoysia grass will tolerate some salt spray, making them an option for coastal home lawns. Salt-tolerant species of plants include vines like bougainvillea, spreading perennials such as sea oats, and shrubs like natal plum. Good ground covers include dune sunflower and Confederate jasmine. Plumeria is a salt-tolerant flowering tree that grows well in South Florida, and coastal live oaks thrive throughout most of the state. For more information about salt-tolerant landscapes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plant trademarks. A single plant can go by many names, including its trademark name. Knockout roses and encore azaleas are good examples of plant trademarks that have gained widespread familiarity. Put simply, a trademark is a name, word, or symbol that companies can apply to their product to help distinguish it from other similar products on the market. In written publications, trademark plant names are followed by a small TM for trademark or a small R for registered trademark. Plant companies use punchy and descriptive names to catch people's attention. For example, if you hear about endless summer hydrangeas, you can guess that they'll keep blooming through the summer. The goal of this branding is to have gardeners remember their favorite plants and ask for them by name. For more information about plant trademarks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.